You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Want to remind you that 5 during All Things Considered at 5 today on KPCC, you'll hear President-elect Joe Biden speak to the nation following the conclusion of the Electoral College vote. It's taking place right now. Next hour, by the way, there are going to be a number of states. Right now, this hour, it's Alabama, New Mexico, Kansas, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Joe Biden with 146 electors right now, and President Trump with 97. That's the current vote. Arizona voting right now with its 11 electors voting. So again, 5 o'clock this afternoon, during All Things Considered, you'll hear President-elect Joe Biden give his speech following the Electoral College's conclusion of its vote. Last week, Democratic State Assemblyman Reggie Jones Sawyer of Los Angeles introduced a bill that would require new police officers be at least 25 years of age or have a bachelor's or advanced degree from an accredited college or university. Under current state law, police officers have to be at least 18 years old and have a high school diploma or equivalent. For California Highway Patrol officers, they have to be at least 20 years of age. Later today on Take 2, you'll hear the Assemblyman, Jones Sawyer, talk about the bill. Here's an excerpt in which he explains why he thinks the legislation is necessary.
Police officers come in, they get the right training, but if they're not mature enough to fight off, I'll just say, bad cops who give you bad advice, bad training, that want to get you into sheriff's gangs and things of that nature, you might be more influenced to do things that you would not do if your training instructor was standing right there. And that's what we're finding. There's a gap between how officers are trained, the policies, and sometimes how they act on the street.
You'll hear the full interview with Assemblyman Reggie Jones Sawyer 2 o'clock this afternoon on Take 2 with A. Martinez. But with us to talk about the pros and cons of the bill is Professor of Criminal Justice at Cal State Fullerton, Christine Gardner. Professor Gardner has conducted studies at the state and national level looking at the relevance of educational level to practices of policing. Professor Gardner, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me today.
So what do studies indicate about any correlation between higher level of education and better policing?
So studies are mixed, but some research that's been conducted by others has found that college educated officers may use force less often, that when they use force, they may use less force. They may receive fewer complaints and they may be the subject of fewer lawsuits and be better employees in other ways as well. My research has found that they have enhanced the abilities to document the investigative process.
And to what extent is this causal or not? Because couldn't it be the fact that going to college is a proxy for deferred gratification, for ability to attend, to all the materials that are presented in college? Couldn't it be that it's not going to college that does that, but it's a self-selecting process that people who are inherently going to be better officers are those who on their own are choosing currently to go to college?
Absolutely. None of this is causal research. It's all just associative research where researchers have looked at a behavior. And as part of looking at that behavior, it might be a change due to training or something else. They have a variety of variables that they're measuring for each individual who went through a training or was taught something. And that includes gender, that includes age, that includes position, that includes whether they have a college education or not in some of these studies. And that's really the only way we know that the college educated officers may have some of these benefits. But you're absolutely right. It's just associative, not causal.
We're talking with Professor Christy Gardner of Cal State Fullerton. I'd like to hear your thoughts about this proposed bill. Do you think that this would be a good requirement? What do you see as the pros and cons of requiring that all new law enforcement officers either have a college degree or reach the age of 25. Either one would be acceptable under the Assemblyman's bill. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I'm particularly interested in hearing from those in law enforcement what you think about this and whether you think that it would improve policing overall to have that age or educational requirement. Also with us, the chief of the Los Alamos Police Department, President of the California Police Chiefs Association, Eric Nunez. Chief Nunez, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Larry, for having me.
What, if any, concerns would you have about your department's ability to recruit under these rules if they were enacted?
Yeah, I think throughout the state of California, there'd be a lot of concerns regarding that. Our concerns is that the actual plan itself is doesn't seem to have anything that necessarily deals, or we're not aware of, that deals with recruiting, pay for education for the disadvantaged youth. Many who come out of minority communities will only limit the candidates entering the police academies. This, you know, legislation will almost assure that we have less minorities in policing than we do now. And that's concerning because we're trying to reflect the populations that we do serve. And, you know, in general, I think we agree, obviously, with the merit of raising the educational standard in California. We just don't think that this represents what we feel is right, measured and comprehensive approach to achieving that goal.
What about the minimum age of 25 in lieu of a college education? We know from brain research that the brain develops well into a person's 20s, and particularly area of the brain that deals with, you know, judgments that a person has to make. Is there a case to be made that in requiring officers, new officers, be older, that there is a benefit that comes with that that later age?
Yeah, I think maturity in general is a benefit, you know, really. I'm aware of some of those studies. Unlike Dr. Gardner, and I'm aware of who she is. She's a great researcher and professor. I'm not a researcher, but I can tell you anecdotally, I've seen people at the age of 21 be just as or more mature than people later in life. But as a person that sat on the drug court for Orange County, I can tell you that those studies were presented to us regarding the people that are, you know, users of drugs and stuff like that. So that they aren't making great decisions until after that for some reason that age 25 was the age that was noted in those studies.
We're talking with Los Alamitos Police Chief Eric Nunez. He is the president of the California Police Chiefs Association. They have not taken a formal position on this bill. We're just asking Chief Nunez, based on his experience and expertise, how he sees the pros and cons of Assembly Member Reggie Jones Sawyer's bill that would require all new police officers have either a college degree or reach the age of 25. Either one would be qualifying to be able to be hired by a California law enforcement agency. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Cecilia in Echo Park says, by requiring college, you'd be creating a whiter police force because of disparities in access to education that could further divide between police and communities of color. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I'd like to hear what you think of this bill. We'll be back in 1 minute. I'd like to hear what you think, particularly if you are in or within the sphere of influence of law enforcement, what you think of a bill that was introduced last week in the state legislature that would require that all new police officers either have a college degree or reach the age of 25. 866 893-KPECC. Cal State Fullerton Professor of Criminal Justice Christy Gardner has a lot of experience, not just as a researcher on this. She's been a police dispatcher, a crime analyst, intern probation officer. She was a police explorer coming up. So she's seen law enforcement from many different aspects in addition to her academic work as a researcher. She's joining us, as is Eric Nunez, chief of the Los Alamitos Police Department. He's the president of California Police Chiefs Association. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Randy in West LA says, I have no idea what the current standards are for entering law enforcement. Can you talk a little bit about what they are to compare to now? Chief Nunez, do you want to answer that?
Well, the educational standard is that they be high school graduate or have received their GED. There's a lot of things they have to go through medically, their background. They go through their background, they go through their psychological testing and then the physical testing before they're able to become eligible for, say, a police academy and then completing a police academy before, which is about 6 months before they actually are able to get in onto a police department, where they go through another set of training, field training officer program, which is about 12 weeks worth of training, on-the-job training. So it's pretty extensive, but the actual entry level for education is a high school education, essentially.
All right. And like every profession these days, I would assume that there is extensive ongoing training post police academy for officers with departments or for deputies. Chief Nunez, can you speak to a little bit, and I know it's going to be different each department, but the general sense of how much training is ongoing?
Yeah, there is mandated training by the Peace Officer Standards and Training, who govern, you know, the training for all law enforcement officers and police academies. They require, every special assignment, you know, if you're going into detectives, traffic, those things require a certain amount of specific training. But in general, they require 24 hours every 2 years. And some of that, a portion of that number is what they call perishable skills training. So there is constantly a need to keep our officers up to date. And with we had a bill called SB 230 that passed, and it has to do with de-escalation part of it, the bill. And so part of that training is going to be coming up here as well. So there, whatever the mandates that that happen through the legislation, they increase the level of training every year.
All right, 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Californio mentioning on the page that he thinks ideally some military background is good because you have experience leading others and that that could be helpful. Chief Nunez, can you talk about how this would affect those who've been in the service and get out? Because historically, at least, fair number of cops have come from the military.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, maybe you're not aware of this, but we did introduce a proposal last month before Assemblymember Jones Sawyer introduced his bill that would regarding raising the educational level of officers, and what it required was that post to work with stakeholders from law enforcement, community colleges, CSU, UCs, and community organizations, develop a list of courses to include as a requirement in order to receive a basic post certificate, they call it. These courses may be taken prior, during, or even after completion of the academy, but must be completed before an individual can obtain their basic post. And then post shall consider allowances for experience. And we had on there law enforcement experience coming from other states, college experience, or military experience to satisfy these requirements. Most of the military personnel we see are coming out after 4 years of military. So they're approximately 22 to 24 years old, around that area. and they've had a lot of leadership training and discipline, and are kind of a proven commodity in with that regard.
Let's see. We have Carrie in Hollywood. My brother's a police officer. My son's 19 and wants to be one. My brother is convinced he should wait until he's 25. So I agree with the idea behind this legislation. We're also encouraging him to get his degree before he joins up. Let me go back to Professor Christy Gardner, Cal State Fullerton. Professor, your thoughts, I mean, just if you look at the pros and cons generally of this, what do you see as the advantages of the Assemblyman's bill?
So I'm excited to be having the conversation because I do think that increasing the education requirements for officers is a really promising idea to further professionalize police and improve the practice of policing. It's honestly, historically, we've been doing this for 100 years and California has been leading the way pretty much the entire time in terms of police education. And I think that's actually why we have professionalized the police as much as we have to this point. And to go even further, I think it's absolutely appropriate. And I think it makes a lot of sense to increase the educational requirements at the state level because most departments set their minimum education requirements according to state standards. And it also allows us to level the playing field for all agencies. So we need to be able to consider the unique circumstances of all of our local agencies, those of different sizes, those of different landscapes. For instance, we have some departments that are very well resourced in university rich environments, and we have those that are not well resourced or in university rich environments. And that poses problems for recruiting. We also need to be able to provide financial backing both to ensure that future officers from all backgrounds can afford to enroll in college and that agencies can afford to pay them.
All right, Professor, thank you so much. We appreciate your coming on and talking about the research you've done on this issue. That's Christine Gardner, Professor of Criminal Justice at Cal State Fullerton. Our thanks as well to Los Alamitos Police Chief Eric Nunez, who's the president of California Police Chiefs Association. You can share your comments via Twitter or the AirTalk page. What do you think of Assemblyman Reggie Jones-Sawyer's bill requiring all new law enforcement officers to either have a college degree or reach the age of 25? And again, the Assemblyman will be on Take 2 with A. Martinez at 2 this afternoon, talking more about his bill. Much more to come in the second hour.